Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have in studio with us today author Rick Wagner. He is here. He is a cash flow planner, whatever the heck that is. And he is here to talk about a book that he's written called 100 Year Concept. And it's getting your money in motion to invest, save, pay debt, simultaneously using the two-in-one self-banking concept. Great to meet you.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in today. So first of all, let's talk about what a cash flow planner is. We have to do that when our money comes in, right? We have to figure out where it's going to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty important. You know, you can't just let things go, and you got to keep track of where things go, and that's what it's all about.
So being more deliberate about it, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, having a mindset of not just accepting what everything else, what everyone else is doing.
And what is that? You mean, are you talking about like keeping up with the Joneses?
A little bit, but in the financial world, of course, it's qualified money like 401ks, IRAs. You know, the system has been set up through Wall Street and the government. And if you think about that, is that really who you want to be led by for your retirement? Is it Wall Street, where it's like a casino, where you can lose a lot in, you know, a short amount of time? Do you trust the government in setting this up for you? You must think that they're going to have a different motive.
Because in the olden days, people really did think about their retirement. They'd get a pension, and they'd work for the same company for, what, 40, 50 years, and they would get a pension, and there was no such thing as a 401k. So are you saying that should we try to go back to those days?
In a way, you can, and that's what the book talks about. And this concept, that's why the name 100-Year Concept, it's been around for over 100 years. It started a long time ago. And so the problem with the concept that most people don't know about it is because the way the financial system is right now, there's just not training in this fashion.
Is it kind of an old-fashioned?
Right.
So don't spend more than you make.
Well, that's one aspect of it, but it's a matter of where is your money going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I work through the book, and I could start it in reverse and just tell you the end result of really what it is. But people will have alternative ideas. Oh, okay, he just wants to do this, you know. Well, I'm actually taking a pay cut when I work with clients and doing this. It doesn't have to be with me. I wrote the book, and I'm keeping an open understanding of it doesn't have to go through me. It can go through people that know about this concept. But what I'm getting to is it's not always qualified money in your retirement. It's not where it has to be.
Can you explain what qualified money is? Because that's a term I don't think everyone understands.
Right. Deferring taxes. Everyone thinks, okay, well, the employer's got a match. That's a nice thing, you know, 3% match or 6%.
In a 401.
Right,
yep.
401k. And so it's qualified money is just basically deferred taxation. And in the end, it's kind of like a tax time bomb. It's a matter of time before the government is really going to get their money back. And that's with this concept, we narrow down all the different things of where you can put money. And it's got to have four things.
Okay.
One
of them your mattress?
It could be. Actually, that's one of the things that it really can be.
I'm teasing you. That's why I know. I read the book.
It's got to be safe and guaranteed. It's got to be liquid. It's got to have
So far, the mattress is both of those things.
Right.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It's got to have a decent rate of return, good rate of return.
Not so much the mattress, but...
Right,
you're not losing.
Falls a little
yeah,
bit.
Exactly.
And then the last thing, it's got to have some sort of tax benefit to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you narrow down all the things that could work, yeah, you can use the mattress, but it's really not going to work quite as well. And so the end result is getting to an investment grade type of insurance, and this is the kind of insurance that the banks use. Every bank in this country has been using it for a long time. So there's some businesses where I've talked to the owner and they say, oh, it sounds like a scam to me. What are you talking about? Well, If they really looked into deeper in the financials of how banks operate, a good portion, well, I'd say about 40% of their money is in what's called BOLI, bank-owned life insurance. Okay, so this is different than a typical life insurance. Okay, it's a mutually owned company that's been around over 150 plus years. And so there's not a CEO getting rich. It's owned by all the shareholders, all the policyholders. And it's safe because they have dollar per dollar as the insurance industry is set, instead of like a bank. A regular bank, you can have $1 and loan out 10. It's called fractional reserve banking. Almost seems like a Ponzi scheme to, you know, and you could write a whole book. There's been many books about the Fed, which is actually a private owned entity. Most people don't know that. They think it's just another government setup, but it's different. So with this, you're using insurance as a chassis, really, to hold money and use it in a way that's, it's the smallest amount of life insurance, the biggest amount of cash value. There's paid up addition riders that really enhance the cash value buildup. So I go with companies that are designed to do this. And in the book, it talks about some of the history of who's done this, you know, Walt Disney, McDonald's,
JCPenney's,
Pampered Chef, Vanderbilt University. You can go down the list. A lot of congressmen and presidents. So it's people that have been around a lot of money. They know how it works. And they've utilized this back when it really wasn't an enhanced insurance plan. When it is enhanced, when it put into a nice program with the right company, with calculations. I also have what's called a get out of debt report. And we just kind of show people, hey, look, the way you're doing it now, this is what it's going to look like in 30 years, the way you're doing it now. And then if we use this method, this is what it'll look like. And we show a line-by-line payoff of debts, you know, kind of like debt laddering, a little bit what Dave Ramsey talks about. What I don't like about his program is he thinks you're going to get a 12% return automatic in some sort of qualified, you know, mutual fund, which is not the case. And so you can look at qualified money and mutual funds and 401ks, but Dalbar studies, which they do all the studies on typical investments, they say it's 3.88% after fees and taxes. That's the average return, and that's with a lot of risk that you could lose 40-50%.
You know, I think a lot of people right now are nervous about the stock market because mm-hmm. we are due for a correction, I feel. And so as you get closer and closer to retirement, you think about that even more. What advice do you say, or do you feel like we're ready for a little correction?
I've been hearing the last year and a half that we're going to come into a recession probably by next summer. It sounds like.
So what's that going to look like? What are the warning signs you think?
Well, I can't really give investment advice for people. I just know what the economy is probably going to end up doing. And, you know, if you are in mutual funds, you might want to consider taking a look at what you have and where you're going. And so I chose not to go that route years ago because I'd rather look people in the eye and say, this is doing the right thing. You know, I can go to sleep at night knowing that
slow and steady is going to win the race.
Yes. And I was the opposite coming out of college. I actually looked at, you know, penny stocks and stuff that if you can figure out a system,
right,
you could really make a lot of money,
you
even
can
teach people how to do it.
But you can also lose a lot of money.
Right. And that's the risk reward, mm-hmm. you know. So as time goes on, I realize you look at my grandparents and people from a long time ago, they've been through it all and they know what can happen. And so in the last 30, 40 years, it hasn't been too bad outside of about 2008. 87 took a little dip as well, but we haven't had to go through world wars. We haven't had a depression. And so I'd rather keep something safe, predictable, you know, something you can calculate down the road. You know exactly where you're going to be. And hence the name of my business is Legacy Builders. It's building a legacy for your family or something you can pass down generation to generation.
Do you think that we are done with this generation will be more financially secure than the generation before it? How that really was the case for many, many years. I don't see that anymore.
That's the question. It's really conjecture. Millennial mindset obviously is very different than boomer mindset. I'm from Generation X, you know, born in the late 60s. So there's just different mindsets. Actually, millennials are known right now to save a lot. They're conservative in their 20s, and they're looking at doing things a little bit differently than their parents. And I think their parents probably lived a very good life, but it's showing in their limitations on their retirement.
Let's talk about the numbers, because aren't they frightening how many people are really set for retirement financially? Can you share some statistics?
Exactly. Well, I don't have, of course, the stats aren't in front of me here, but, you know, statistics do show that you're going to generate over $2 million in your life. And how much of that have you actually saved? I have a picture of a funnel with holes going through it to know where your money's going and how much can you actually save. And
stop the bleed.
Yeah. It goes out to interest and taxes are the two biggest things. And so I'm not obviously the person that come up with this concept, by the way. Nelson Nash with Infinite Banking back in 2000, he kind of reinvigorated this whole concept.
But why was it important to you?
It just hit home that there's a better way of handling your money. It's the whole, and if you look at the cover there, two-in-one self-banking concept, it just kind of came together in my mind that this is what it is. It does two things at once. I love things that multitask. I mean, ask my wife. I love things that you can do two things at once. And this gets your money moving and saves at the same time. And there's nothing else out there that does that. Once you build this plan in place, you can either start small, you can start big and keep building it, however you want to do it, however you want to fashion it. But as time goes on, you can draw from it, take a loan, pay yourself back on your own terms.
That's the tricky part, though. I think a lot of people take loans out on either a second mortgage or out of your 401 because they're going to pay it back. It takes great discipline, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And with the penalties that come with qualified plans like 401k, it defeats the whole purpose of why you put
saving
it in there.
Right.
So the penalties, it's just not worth it.
Unless it's a catastrophe or something, probably.
Right. And, you know, with this, you can save and take loans from it. And when you take loans from it, it's as if it never left. And that's the big kicker with this. It keeps growing. And you pay back on your own terms versus anything else where if you take a loan from it and that's it. It's not going to keep increasing.
You mentioned when you first came out of college. What would you tell your college self today?
consider the risk. Because a young mindset thinks, I got one car to take care of, maybe an apartment.
Right, and I'm indestructible.
Right. And, you know, I got it. Even if I lose everything, I'll start over again. Well, as you go through life, you get married, you have kids, you have real estate. There's a lot of things at risk that go beyond yourself now. And it's just not worth it to lose it all. Like you're in a casino. It's really dangerous. Sure, if you want to gamble and do things on the side is nice. But when you're talking about your retirement,
don't
you want
you think,
it to be
though,
there.
Some people have that I'm risk adverse, I think, to most things. I'm a pretty safe person in everything. Mm-hmm. So don't you think that's just kind of the way people are built sometimes?
A little bit. And I talk about that where people are just kind of going off the cliff because everyone else is. So I'm doing okay because I see my coworkers. We're all doing the same thing and we're going to be okay. Well, you know, you can keep the mindset and keep doing it. But I'm trying to warn people that it's not quite the way they laid it out to be. And the person that actually designed mutual funds and 401k, George Barna, he goes against the whole concept of what he developed. Because like you said before, we don't have pensions anymore. That was supposed to be the third leg of the stool. We have Social Security, and there's other things that were supposed to hold us up.
Savings, yep.
Mm-hmm. So we have to really, this can be designed similar to a pension. I consider it like a super Roth. And a Roth is about the only thing out there that's nice to have that you don't have quite the limitation.
Explain what a Roth IRA is, please.
Well, I'm not qualified to go into that, believe it or not. Roth is a little bit different. Basically, it's limited to, I believe, $12,000 a year. So you can't really set your whole retirement on it. But with this concept, there's no limitations, so you can draw from it your whole life. You don't have to wait till you're 59 and a half. And that's the whole thing with qualified funds, again, is if you start in your 30s, you go 30 years with no access to your money. It's locked. 59 and a half, you have access for 11 years. And then when you're 70 and a half, now you have what's called required minimum distribution.
You have to take it, yep.
Or they'll penalize you greatly. And so there's a lot of, this is your money you're dealing with. You can go into home equity. There's a whole other book that could be wrote about that. People are sitting with their home equity, the dollars inside their walls of their home, earning 0%. So that's a whole different concept altogether. So
there's other ways to do this, is what you're saying.
How do you mean?
There are other ways to get to the end result, and this book can help us do that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Where can we get your book, Rick?
Amazon.com.
Okay. Wow. Good for you. Mm-hmm. The book is called 100 Year Concept. The author is Rick Wagner, and it really is an interesting concept, and it's something that's tried and true, like you said, been around for a long time. So we're grateful that you came in to tell us about this. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.